continue the order of the Leil HaSeder. After the Afikoman is eaten, of course, the Afikoman is eaten Beheseba. It's leaning on the left. After one finishes the Afikoman, he does not have anything else to eat. He goes straight into the Birkat HaMazon. The question is a person allowed to drink other drinks after the Afikoman? Well, he's not allowed to eat anything after the Afikoman. The rabbis wanted the taste of the Afikoman to be the last taste in his mouth. So, and also it's clear that he has to drink the 2 cups of wine. So that's not a discussion. He has to drink the kos of Birkat HaMazon and the kos of the Halel. However, the poskim are lenient for sure to drink water if one needs to. It wouldn't make a difference if it was water or was carbonated water. That would be the same thing, would be permissible, because that really doesn't have too much taste. The poskim are also lenient on a cup of tea or a cup of coffee as well, would be considered permissible. The question would be sugar in the coffee or the tea. Let's talk about sugar in the coffee first. This is a subject that the poskim discuss. The Ben Ish Chai and Od Yosef Chai says if a person needs to put the sugar in the tea, the tzorech, because he can't drink it otherwise, then it would be permissible. Hacham Abraham Antebi also was lenient. It seems that was the custom in Mitzrayim, as brought down by Nahar Mitzrayim. Rav Chida mentions it. Hacham Avadya is actually lenient on this subject and allows, after the Afikoman, not only to have a coffee, but also to put sugar. Chacham Ben Zion recommends without sugar, but again, if you can't, Tzorech Gadol, he also is lenient. The same would be before tefillah. If a person drinks a coffee before he prays, according to Chacham Avadya, it's clear he would allow to put sugar in it in order that he'd be able to drink it. It should be noted that besides that, he shouldn't drink any other beverages, certainly not alcoholic beverages, between the third cup and the fourth cup, and even after that. So after he finishes the Birkat HaMazon, and he says, Ya'alevi Yavo, there's a question in the Birkat HaMazon itself, there's an extra Arahaman that we add for the Yom Tov. Arahaman, Yanchidenu, Leyom, Shikulo Tov. If you look in our Sidurim, it has the Arahaman for Yom Tov. It should be noted that the Sefer Derech Eretz brings down that the original custom in Halab was not to add any of these arahamans. Not the Shabbat one, not the Yom Tov one, only the arahamans, the general ones. However, it seems clear today that we've adopted the minhag of Rov HaOlam, as you see in our Sidurim, and therefore the custom has changed to add these arahamans to the Birkat HaMazon. It also should be noted that after the Birkat HaMazon is finished, we drink the kos shilishi. Of course, we make a beracha b'orei pri hagefen on that kos, and we lean to the left. If a person did not lean to the left, he would have to drink the cup over again. At that point, when he finishes the kos shilishi, they pour the fourth cup, and he begins the halel. Some have a custom to pour a fifth cup and leave it on the table. They call that cup kos shilishi hanavi. The Rama brings the custom of the Ashkenazim that they open the door at that point of the Seder to show that they have full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God's going to protect them, and therefore God is their Savior, Lil Shemurim, and therefore they don't need to have any protection tonight. And he says in the Zichut of that Emunah that they have in God, Mashiach will come, and since Eliyahu HaNavi is the precursor to Mashiach, so they pour a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi. It seems that in Halab that was not the custom. Neither to pour a fifth cup for Eliyahu HaNavi, nor to open up the door at that point of the Seder. Although there's some mahzunim that mention it, but again, it seems the prevalent custom of Syria and Halab was not to do these koshel Eliyahu, nor open the door. Then he recites the Halel. The Shulchan Aruch says it's proper to try to have a zimun for Birkat HaMazon. Although normally it's nice to have a zimun, but Leil Pesach you should try to search it, to try to get a zimun, not because of Birkat HaMazon, but because they want you to say the Hallel with three people at least. Because the custom in the olden days was that one person would say, for example, Hodud Hashem Ki Tov, and then two people would answer, Ki Le'olam Hasdo. So you could say it like in a chorus. But again, if a person doesn't have three people for Zimun, he says the Hallel with his family. Of course, the Hallel should be said slowly, bin Imah, with a song. Our custom is that we recite the rest of the Hallel, we recite the 26 Hodud Hashem Ki Tovs, or Ki Le'olam Hasdos, which is called the Halel HaGadol, and then we recite Nishmat Kol Chai, and then we say Yishtabach, almost to the end, and then we say the Beracha V'Halelucha. There's a machloket amongst the Rishonim when that Beracha V'Halelucha is said. The Tur says that the Halelucha is said right after the Halel. We follow the opinion of the Bet Yosef, that puts the Halelucha all the way at the end. We say Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Molav Teshpachot. That's it. And then we take the fourth cup, and we drink the fourth cup. We do not make a beracha, of course, on the fourth cup. The third cup was poter. We drink and if we eat, and after that, we make a beracha harona. There was some that had the custom to drink the fourth cup after they sing all the songs. The Had Miyodeya and the Had Gadya, that is not a proper custom. The fourth cup must be drunk right after the recitation and the completion of the halel. It should be pointed out that when it comes to forgetting to lean on the fourth cup, the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that one would have to drink another cup and would have to now make a beracha on that cup. Because since after he drank the fourth cup, he did not have any intention to drink any more cups, so therefore it's considered a say a hada'at, and therefore now when he drinks the additional cup, because he didn't lean, he would have to make a bore priya gefen. Chabad Vadya makes a little stipulation there. Chabad Vadya says that if there is still some wine in the cup from the fourth cup, he didn't drink it all, so he can just add a little more and drink it without a beracha. But if you drink the whole cup, then we have no choice but to make a new beracha. He discusses this in Chazor Vadya in the She'elot U'Tshuvot in Siman Mem. Tet.